And what do you call the same thing if it's on a barrel?
Faucet.
And what about the same kind of thing if it's out in the yard?
It still would be a faucet.
When you buy a few cans of food at the store, what do they put into for you to carry them home?
A pickle bag.
And what do you call a large bag that's made out of loosely woven cloth that 100 pounds of chicken feet or 100 pounds of potatoes, something like that, might come in?
Crocus bag.
What do you call a small musical instrument that's about that long, about that high, you put it up your mouth and blow on it?
A mouth organ.
And what do you call a musical instrument that's made out of metal and shaped like that, put it up your teeth? What do you call a piece of playground equipment that's made with a long board that's balanced in the middle, and one child sits on one end, one sits on the other?
Seesaw.
Okay. And what about one of them that goes round and round?
This is a flying jenny.
Did you used to play on one of those things?
That's right.
Well, how were those made, the flying jenny?
Well, now, we used to just take a piece and put it in the ground, you know?
Yeah.
And then take a big nigger, like a bolt, and put a hole through a bolt and put it on there. That's what we used to make them ourselves, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I used to cut on trees and cut a hole through a bolt and trim a little piece in the middle of the tree.
Yeah.
Or the stump of the tree and put a bolt on there.
Well, I imagine those things could get going pretty fast, didn't
they? Sure,
they
can go fast. Mm-hmm.
Well, didn't anybody ever get hurt?
Sometimes it'd fall off, you know? It'd be careless and fall off.
Well, when you were riding one of these things, how did you keep from falling off? Was there something to hang on to?
Well, nigga, two pieces crossed in the handhold.
Uh-huh, I see. So you would have something to hang on to to keep from flying off. That really sounds like fun. I never even saw one when I was little.
Well, I used to make.
Did you grease them, or did they just
go fast? Yeah, you have to keep them greased, you know, to keep them ready to go around, and then you would soon wear out if you didn't grease them.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I guess
the block has to be smooth, you know, smooth for that pin to go for that bolt, you know.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And then someone will push, you see.
And get you started.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Well, now, do these things go this way, too, as well as round
the
way?
Yeah, you can do
that, because
then you
turn
your start seesawing. You can seesawing the same thing. You can do that one-on-one, you know, and then they say you can seesaw one way, one way. I think the children play more better than they even do.
Uh-huh. What do you call a flat piece of stone that somebody uses to sharpen a knife with?
Flint rock.
Would you describe some different kinds of wooden fences that people use or used to use?
Rail fences is one.
Okay, and how was the rail fence made?
It was made, you know, lay one rail up and put it on top of the other. It's right on around.
Well, did they have any up and down posts, or were they all?
No, just flat. Just lay the one up on top of the other, right on around.
And about how many rails high?
10.
10 rails.
That was a fancy 10 rails.
And about how long were the rails?
They're supposed to be 10 feet.
Mm-hmm. And what were some other wooden fences?
Nothing but board fences. That's all I know. Mm-hmm.
And how were the board fences made?
Well, they have posts and then nail the fence. No, nail the boards to the fence.
Well, now, would the boards that were nailed up be like this or like?
Yes, yeah, straight up.
Straight like this?
No.
Oh, like this.
Lengthwise.
Okay. And would there be spaces between the boards?
Well, sometimes they have 2 or 3 inches space.
Uh-huh. Now, can you think of any other kinds of wooden fences?
Well, no more than a yard, we call it a picket fence, not a yard. Mm-hmm. Make with boards, but they'd be straight up and down.
Well, now, would they have little points on the top?
Yeah, mostly. Mm-hmm.